From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Iraqi forces have met with stiff resistance in the first step of their offensive to retake the Islamic State stronghold of Mosul. About 4,000 Iraqi forces started their advance toward a number of villages about 75 kilometers southeast of the city. Iraqi forces have been gathering in the area in recent weeks. French police have arrested a man they say was in the advanced stages of a plot to attack the country. The French Interior Minister saying that there was no intangible evidence linking the plot to either the attacks in Paris last year or Brussels, where 31 were killed on Tuesday. Meantime, Brussels security agencies are under an intense spotlight. That story from VOA's Jeff Selden.
With an urgent manhunt underway for suspects in the Brussels terror attacks, pressure on Belgium reached a new high, the country's interior minister offering to resign.
If you put everything in a row, then you can say that you can indeed ask big questions in a number of areas about the Justice Department and the developments afterwards, and also about the police.
Criticism has come in from all over. Some U.S. officials have also been critical. But what has them especially worried is that shortfalls in Belgium and other European countries are not new, many of them dating back to the terror attacks in Madrid and London in 2004 and 2005. There is hope a new European counterterrorism center will help. Still, many current and former counterterror officials say a wake-up call is long overdue. Jeff Selden, Washington.
Alleged Boko Haram leader Abu Bakr Shekau has signaled he might retire. It came in a new video that appeared online. Boko Haram is blamed for 20,000 deaths since beginning its insurgency in northern Nigeria in 2009. This is VOA News.